Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has criticized the U.S. decision to suspend issuing non-immigrant visas for Russian nationals. He says that this is an attempt to incite ordinary Russians against the government.
I have an impression that the American authors of these decisions have come up with another attempt to stir up discontent among Russian citizens and about the actions of the Russian authorities. It's a well-known logic, and this is the logic of those who organize color revolutions.
Lavrov said that his country will monitor the U.S. moves but will not direct its anger at ordinary Americans. Washington took the step after Moscow ordered the expulsion of hundreds of U.S. embassy staff. Russia and the U.S. have been engaged in tit-for-tat measures in recent months. This after the U.S. expelled a large number of Russian diplomats and announced new anti-Russia sanctions that the Kremlin described as an economic war. Brown University lecturer Vladimir Goldstein believes that Moscow should direct its response to Washington's visa curbs at the U.S. government and the press rather than the people.
So I think this move of limit Russians coming to the United States was probably a provocation to invite Russia to answer in kind. And the justifications for that is that Russia sent some people, diplomats, a cut amount of diplomats in Russia, and they say we cannot proceed all the visas for tourists. But this is not true. We know for the fact that a Greek embassy, which has, you know, about 40 people, and they issued visas to 500,000, and U.S. you know, ambassador embassy, which is 10 times the size, issues visas only to 120,000. What they have to do is probably try to limit some kind of, you know, try to sort of strike back at the authors of this ridiculous and myopic issues. Either they try, they should probably try to sort of limit again an amount of diplomats. It should be sort of, you know, they should target people, either diplomats or workers at think tanks or some kind of a journalist who write anti-Russian propaganda, who try to present Russia as a nasty country. And also they have to invite more people actually to come and visit. Because I just returned like about a few days ago from Russia, and the country is totally different from what the United States press presents.